Welcome to episode 63 of Project Geekology. I am one of your hosts, and joining me again is Tiffany.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Tiffany. Thank you for joining me again. And this week, we're going to be talking about Demon Slayer.
Yay! Our favorite.
Yes, absolutely. One of my favorites right now. I've been telling you all that I've been wanting to bring in more anime, and here we go. And within the past handful of episodes, you're getting two anime podcast episodes. But before that, we're going to talk a little bit about what we've been up to. I've been watching a bunch of anime. I've been watching some Demon Slayer, preparing for this. A lot of One Piece, and I've also been watching Ahsoka. I've been really enjoying Ahsoka. I know some people are kind of eh on it, but I really enjoy it because I watch all the animated series, Rebels and Clone Wars, so I kind of grew up with this character a little bit. What about you? Do you enjoy Ahsoka? How do you feel?
Yes,
about
Papa and I, Papa, the one that I live with, he's my grandfather. He's a big Star Wars fan, so he's been very much looking forward to this after she debuted live action in Mandalorian. So he's been very excited catching up with these week to week. He was also very excited since we met Ashley Eckstein, the voice actress for Ahsoka in the animated series. So he's been very excited to be catching up every week with her.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been really enjoying that and the live action iteration of these Rebels characters. I want to make an Ahsoka episode. This show is definitely a part of something bigger. I know that a lot of people are talking about it essentially being the Disney TV show version of the book Heir to the Empire. Mm-hmm. And that's where like Thrawn and some of these characters come out of. Well, mostly, I think mostly Thrawn, because some of these other characters weren't created until after the fact. But it's really cool to see the influence of that book in this. So I've been enjoying that, and I always like find time to get a little bit of Overwatch in.
Mm-hmm.
I know Tiffany's always on Overwatch. She loves her Overwatch.
Do you know what I actually got back into? Pokemon Unite. I don't know if you played that at all, but I actually recently just got back into it, and I've been playing like every day.
It's been a while since I played Pokemon Unite. So I know that when I recorded the Monster Hunter episode with my friend Ivan, I was playing via VPN the Monster Hunter mm-hmm. Now, which is like the Pokemon Go version of Monster Hunter. But so I've been playing that. That's really the mobile game that I've been playing the most. But it's been a while since I played Pokemon Unite. I want to have, I'm pretty sure they've added tons of Pokemon.
Oh my god, yes. I just got back into it last week and I was like overwhelmed. I just went back to the old character I was playing. I'm like, I'm not touching these new characters. It's been fun though.
I know, it's insane where Pokemon is. Like, I think back in the earlier days and then, like, what they look like now. And some of them are just, like, completely insane looking. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, mm-hmm. what is going on? Like, they ran out of all the real-life animals.
Inspiration,
I guess. Yeah, inspiration, I guess. So now they're just, like, making just all of these.
I mean, they have a garbage Pokemon. Like, right. There's, like, a garbage
Trubbish.
Pokemon.
They have the one that. And then there's, like, Pokemon that you don't know what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mimikyu?
Yes. I like Mimikyu, though. He's cute.
Mimikyu.
He just wants to be Pikachu.
He just wants to be Pikachu.
That's
he wants
all.
To be loved like Pikachu. It's like, that is so sad.
I know.
And then, like, even, like, the OG, like, Cubone, we don't mm-hmm. know what Cubone looks like. So that's really, like, a lot that I've been up to. A lot of just watching Ahsoka, getting my gaming in. I mean, I've been working on my web development course. That's been something I've been working on for a while. What about you, Tippy? I know that you've been watching Ahsoka. You've been playing Pokemon Unite.
The live action One Piece.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The live action One Piece.
So good. It was so good.
It was. I was actually so blown away how well that was made. And I think it did. It covered pretty much the entire span of the East Blue saga.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see how they're going to go about this next time. because there's a lot of interesting characters that they have to come out with. You know, Captain Smoker.
I'm excited to see how they're gonna do Chopper too.
Chopper, yes. Did you see that Jamie Lee Curtis wants to be Korea?
That would be so good. I would love I would fully support that.
I could see it. Like, I could see her being that character. She'd have that snap, that
the Korea personality. Yeah.
I was so excited. I'm glad that I had the basis of, like, I had watched the anime, so I knew kind of what to expect, but they had their own realization of it, but also it was backed by Oda. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's helped it out a lot. I feel like the Cowboy Bebop live action would have been a lot more successful if the creator was backed behind
it. I agree.
Because I feel like the parts were there, it's just something was missing. But yeah, aside from live action One Piece, anything else going on?
Catching up on Jujutsu Kaisen. That's been crazy. If you haven't caught up already.
I need to. I really need
it's
to.
It's been crazy. And also things going on in the manga right now are like insane too. It's like equal on both sides. And oh my god, what is this other one I'm watching? I think I was telling you about it last time. It's the Jobless Reincarnation. It's like Mushoku Tensei, I think it's called in Japanese. It's so good.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen it.
It's on the second season now, so definitely it's a good watch. Like, you have a good amount to go in.
So the last time, and I've talked about this a couple of times on the podcast since, but my friend Ivan, he recommended a movie to me that I watched. It's called, what's it?
It's an anime movie?
Yeah, it's an anime movie. It was A Silent Voice.
Oh my god, that is so sad. That movie is like so sad.
I know that you being like a big anime fan, I was like, I have to like bring up that I saw that. And I said it on here, like that movie like made me cry.
I know. You have no heart if you don't cry at
the it's just like, oh my gosh, like just so much that was happening, and there was a lot of relatability that was going on in there. So
the end scene with all the exes when they fall off, like all the people, I'm like, this guy, like, oh my god, like it's so sad.
I know, it was like a bittersweet ending, kind of. I had to bring that up. That movie like blew me away, kind of in the same way that, well, different, but it made an impact on me, kind of like the way that Your Name did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Your Name is amazing.
Yes, yes. It blew me away so much that like we made an episode about it like a couple years ago. I want to make an episode on that one, the Silent Voice.
Oh, you have to. That one is so good.
I think we've been talking enough. I think it's time for us to get into the topic of this episode, which is Demon Slayer. So I know that you've watched the anime, but have you read the manga?
Yes, yeah, it's completed already. I finished it, I think, last year at some point, and it completely blew me away. It's one of my favorite series of all time.
Oh my goodness. So it must not be like super long then.
No, I think they only have a few like chapters left to go. They're already like more than halfway through.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. In the anime?
Mm-hmm. They're probably anime? Gonna do like, I would hope they would do it in movies. I don't think they would like draw it out any longer than it needs to be, but it's probably at least halfway done.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy. Yeah, there's a lot that happened in this last season.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first season of Demon Slayer, I really felt that the first half was so much different than the rest of the series.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is this, it kind of felt a little bit like horror in a way.
Yes.
Whereas like the rest of the series, it can be dark, but it lightens up a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the first season, this is where we get our main characters. You get Tanjiro and Nezuko, and Tanjiro, his family gets killed by demons, but his sister gets transformed, Nezuko. And that like beginning is pretty tragic, and so like kind of it's hard to watch because this character's whole family is gone and his sister is pretty much gone until there's like some recognition. She like kind of recognizes him, which gets her to stop trying to eat him. And I was like, okay, this is cool. And then he has this whole resolve to like help turn her back. And so I thought that that resolve was about to change at the end of season 3. You know, we're gonna probably kind of jump back and forth. Well, we'll talk about season 3 a little bit more in depth, but, you know, Nezuko looks like she's gonna die. And, yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, wildest, because they drag it out so mm-hmm. much, like, the whole scene.
That scene was amazing.
And I'm like, and so, like, while he has all this stuff going in his mind, there's a lot of stuff going in my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, there's no way that this is going to happen. What is he going to do?
What is he going to do now?
Like, is he going to be a demon slayer? Like, the whole reason why he became a demon slayer was because, you know, he wanted to find a way to help turn his sister back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we get to Tanjiro. He learns how to become a swordsman in that first season. And I really like that first coat that he has. You know?
Oh, the blue?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's cool.
And his teacher.
I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. It's like Urodaki, something like that. He's like the first teacher of the water breathing style.
Yes, yes. The entirety of the first season, after he learns this, that's what he's using. He's mm-hmm. using the water breathing style. I really liked the part where he eventually goes to become a demon slayer. They go through that like trial, and you get to the forest, and there's like the spiders,
mm-hmm.
and that was pretty much like your first real taste of how the setup of the show is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something that's going on in the beginning, and then there's like the big bad that has to get cut down, which a lot of the times it's a handful of like really, really strong demons. That first season, like, it really blew me away. And then we get to the like train arc, you know, is it Mugen?
Mm-hmm.
Mugen? And so in that first season, you get the two Hashira that you meet, which are like these high level demon slayers. The Hashira that you meet is Shinobu and, well, you meet all of them.
Yeah, in the first arc though, they only deal with like Giyu and Shinobu. Those are like
right.
the first two.
Those are the first two that are on the mission in that first arc. That second arc where you get to the Mugen or is it Mugen or Mugen?
I think it's Mugen.
Oh my! I keep always flip flop. Mugen, Mugen, but I feel like that's where you get one of the best Hashira.
Mm-hmm. Rengoku.
He's just really, really cool. There's something about him that reminds me of, like, even his like personality. I don't know if he. Do you know who voices it? Is it Rico?
I have no idea.
I don't think it's Rico.
I'd be lying to you if I knew.
But he reminds me a little bit of Lemillion.
Like, it's like, yes, it's like he's so proud and like joyful, and like you just want to be around him. Like, and he's just like big brother energy, you know.
When you get to kind of understand his background and how he wants to like make his father proud,
mm-hmm.
and how he never got to really like see that, but Tanjiro got to see what his like father really thought mm-hmm. about, Rengoku's father really thought about him. And I feel like that arc was probably, it's hard, it's like up there. That arc is because of Rengoku and the demon that they find.
I think that movie broke like box office records or something as far as like anime movies go. It was like the number one anime movie. It like beat Spirited Away or something like that.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good. And I've gone to like the My Hero movies, and, I mean, which I enjoyed a lot, but that one just was so cinematic, yes. But there was just so much like emotion and impact behind it. I love that anime is really building up characters now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving these characters qualities that I guess make it easier to not exactly identify with them, but when something happens to them, you feel the emotion behind mm-hmm. it.
And it's not just the main character anymore. It's like we have multiple characters that we can like kind of see ourselves in. If you don't
yes.
see yourself with the main character, you have other, and Demon Slayer is really good about that. There's so many characters that they introduce like season to season that you're like, wow, if one character didn't get you to keep watching it, then next season another character might. So there's always someone new too.
So what were your thoughts about like this first season and its arcs as opposed to the rest of the series? Like, do you agree that it feels, at least the beginning feels a lot different?
Yeah,
from the rest?
So prior to watching it, I had never heard of Demon Slayer. I went into it as like a new fan. I had kept hearing like all the hype behind it, and I think I started it at like episode 3 or 4 because everyone on social media was going crazy about it, saying the animation style was so good, the music was good, the voice acting, everything was good. So I started watching it, and I think it was actually like around what you were saying earlier, the fight with the spider family. It was like that whole scene where, you know, Tanjiro's fighting with Nezuko and like they're combining their powers and like they end up beheading the little spider demon. That whole scene was like absolutely breathtaking to me. I can't even remember what episode it was, but it was towards the end and it like sold the season for me. I was like, this is gonna be one of the best anime I've probably ever seen. And that's when I picked up the manga. And I do agree though, like the first season was really slow because I think it's kind of showing he's not like every other shonen character where they're like born with great powers, right, or anything like that. He never even knew demons really existed until that night where the demons like murdered his family, you know, like they always knew about them, but I don't think he really knew the extent of like what was to come. So
right, like the real danger behind it.
Yeah.
I would agree, because you have a character that's kind of like Midoriya and My Hero, where he starts off with no powers, mm-hmm, but then he gets this amazing power right away. Mm-hmm. Even though he doesn't know how to use it, he has this amazing power, and now he's kind of out in front of like all these people, whereas Tanjiro, he's really kind of like building his way up. Sure, people know him, but mostly because he's the guy with the demon sister that he's, mm-hmm, trying to hide, you know,
and
protect.
And also too, like My Hero, like at least in the beginning, like, and I love My Hero too, but like in the beginning, there's not really like a real threat, like right in the beginning.
Right.
It's more just like that happened to be his dream. So, you right. know, it just kind of coincided with what he wanted. Tanjiro never wanted to be a demon slayer. He just happened to, you know, make that choice along the way so he could help protect his sister and honor his family. And I think that a lot of people can kind of relate to that, because there's a deep, like, almost like sympathy that you feel for him. Like, you want to see him, like, almost like honor his family. Like, he's like always thinking about his mom and his siblings and even his dad. Like, that spider fight, he's thinking of like the breathing style that the dad showed the dance. It's like so beautiful the way they do it. And especially like someone that has had family members pass, like, I do definitely like see a lot of myself in Tanjiro, where it's like you always are thinking about those family members and like how they help you do more in the current world, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. He makes that choice because he's like, I want to do what I can to help Nezuko, to help turn her back. Being a demon slayer was just not his dream.
Yeah.
Like, he was honestly cool with what he was doing.
I know, like, they were just like little coal miners, like whatever he was doing. I was like, he's so cute, just helping his family. Like, they were cute.
I do believe that the further you get into the series, you find out that he's almost kind of destined to be able to, mm-hmm, do a lot of this stuff. And this most recent season really does a lot for Tanjiro, because in these first couple seasons, this man is just getting carried.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have these other characters we talked a little bit about Nezuko and Tanjiro. I mean, there's a lot to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Their brother and sister, they have that dynamic. He becomes a demon slayer because he wants to save his sister. But then we also have Zenitsu and
Inosuke,
which they kind of form a little bit of a team.
Mm-hmm.
And they're absolutely just hilarious characters. Inosuke is just like that very, you know, he's ready for a fight. Like, he's ready for brute force.
There's no thoughts behind his eyes. It's just like he runs into the fight.
Seriously. Zenitsu doesn't want anything to do with, mm-hmm, it unless he's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
One of the moments that made me laugh the most, and it was in the second season, one of the funniest things that, like, Inosuke said to Zenitsu after he's seen Zenitsu, like, sleeping and doing all this crazy stuff. He's like, why aren't you asleep all the time?
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
I'm like, you're not lying. But that was really cool. Like, where you meet them, that house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, with the drum demon.
With the drum that, like, when he hit the drum, it shifted the house. Like, when he would hit the drum, I thought that was, like, insane. And I think that was, like, your first, like, strong demon, mm-hmm, that they had to like kind of mess with.
That's something that's like really cool about the series too, is like you're like, wow, how are they gonna top the next demon, you know? And then the next demon has like an even crazier ability. It's like, oh, you thought that was it? And then it's like, psych, like I also have this. And they're like, what? It's like, oh my god,
seriously. And I mean, that's always like the one thing, especially about shonen anime, mm-hmm, is that you're gonna have your main characters and they're gonna have this main villain that they have to overcome. How are they gonna beat them? They always find a way to beat them. But some anime have some stake, you know, behind it. And that's what you get with, like, Rengoku in the Mugen Train arc. He gets killed by the demon. And in the course of that arc, it goes from you not really knowing much about this character to, like, absolutely just like, man, this guy's awesome. So when he dies, you're like, hey,
yeah, I'm gonna see this and guy again. he could have like taught them so much too. It's like, damn.
He could have been that
mentor.
Yeah, and that's probably why they're like, yeah, no, I'm gonna kill this guy.
No, and I think it's really sweet too, because like at least in like each of the seasons, like after he's passed away, like they always see him at some point in the season. Like when they're in the second season, the entertainment arc, they kind of see like Usui as the Rengoku of the season. They're like, he's with us. And I can't remember what season it is, but they're beheading one of like the main demons, and I remember Tanjiro has like Rengoku's like the sword piece now, and you actually kind of see like as if Rengoku's like helping them behead the demon.
Oh yes,
I can't remember
yes.
exactly which demon it was for, but I remember it's the hilt. He has like the sword hilt yes. or something.
I thought that was amazing. He has like that much respect for him. He's like, mm-hmm. yeah, I want this to be a part of, like,
that's my boy.
Right. And honestly, it makes sense. So for a lot of like the earlier season, like I would say the first season and maybe halfway through the second season, Tendro is using water breathing. Then he remembers this like really old like style that
it's a sun like, breathing.
Sun breathing. That, but it was like, wasn't it like a dance that his dad
yeah,
did?
But it that was the thing. It's like he was so young, he didn't even realize like that was like a breathing technique. He just thought yes. it was like some dance or something, you know?
I love the actual, so it's called sun breathing, but I love the actual Japanese like.
Yes, it's like, it's isn't like, it like Hinokami Kagura or yes. something like that?
It sounds amazing when he says it. And like when he says it, when he attacks, I'm like, that just sounds amazing.
It's like every time, it's like, oh my God.
But it's so cool. But it makes sense that he has Rengoku's hilt. Even though Rengoku used flame breathing, there's similarities. Like, sun breathing looks like a fire-based attack, but it's like an old, ancient breathing technique that a lot of people just don't know.
Yeah, and even I remember like that one scene where he goes to talk to Rengoku's dad, like, oh, if you know anything about like this technique, like, you know, please let me know. And like even the dad is like, I don't know anything about this, you know, like this is like ancient. I have no idea what this even is.
So the first season ends off really strong. That entertainment arc though,
in
the second season,
that's one of the best arcs in my opinion.
I loved that arc. And you get Tengen, which is another Hashira. And at first you're thinking that he's kind of
a butthead.
Right? Yeah, he's a bit of a douche, you know? And you're like, oh my gosh.
Like they're going to have like, to deal with
like,
him.
It's like, not this guy. Like this guy who's full of himself.
Three wives.
Zenitsu's reaction to that was like, you have three wives?
And they're all beautiful.
And that was him the whole time. Like he's just like, yeah, how? Like, because he's like obsessed with Nezuko. But the further you get into the season, you're like, you know what? This guy's like awesome.
I remember that one scene where he's like, I can see it. I can see the notes, like the symphony. And he's like just slicing away. And he's like, oh my God, this guy's like reading my movements. And I think he only has one arm at that point too. And he's just like slicing away with the scythe. Like, it's like crazy.
When I started liking him, I was like, I'm gonna hate this season. But you know, they're gonna kill this
if,
man.
If they kill him, like Rengoku.
I was like, are they gonna kill this man? They're gonna make him. It's like, is it gonna be the good old, he starts off rude and then he ends up becoming a beloved character just for y'all to take
him
away?
Sorry, I was a butthead, guys. Like,
I know, yeah, he went from like being like that to kind of actually believing in them. And yeah, like I said, just like the first season and the second season, Tanjiro gets very heavily carried by Tengen. Even Zenitsu and Inosuke were like,
yeah, Inosuke, that one scene where they're trying to slice like Daki's head off and he does that breathing technique where he's just like, ah, like scissoring remember that? Like, he's just like
I'm like, this. Yeah, I was like, this is disturbing. He's like sawing her
head. Yeah, it's like, what the heck? Like, that was like the best scene.
Beast breathing.
Yeah, it's like self-taught. He always says it beforehand. He's like, self-taught beast breathing. Yeah. So ridiculous.
What were your thoughts when he took off his boar head and like...
He's like gorgeous.
It's like...
It makes sense. I could see them. They always do that in anime where it's like they have a mask on. It's like Kakashi. Why does Kakashi have his whole face covered? You already know he's going to be hot. Like they always do that.
He's like a Gojo with the...
Yeah, it's always like the covered up face people that they're like so beautiful. I remember that one scene in the entertainment district where they're dressed up as like women and they're all ugly except for Inosuke, and they're like, whoever did her makeup did such a bad job, like she's so naturally beautiful, and they just leave her without the makeup because that's how beautiful Inosuke is.
That was hilarious.
I loved that scene. Oh my gosh,
that I thought that was hilarious when they all dress up as women to... Well, they were in those...
They're trying to, like, infiltrate because they keep hearing... Oh, my God, I can't think of the... Because it's not geishas. It's, like, the performers.
Right.
They're trying to, like, infiltrate the houses because they, like, go to people's houses and perform. I think it's, like, Oiran or something. Like, I can't remember the name.
Oh, yes, yes. And they believe that one of them was a demon.
Yeah.
Which they weren't wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, Dabi. But there's a lot of growth in the second season. Tanjiro, he starts to use the sun breathing, but his body's not used to it yet, and it raises his temperature, and so I think he kind of goes between water breathing and sun breathing to like kind of cool him off. Mm-hmm. and yeah, like he was just like super injured. He
had those like fingers broken, remember? At like one point, like, it's like two fingers broken.
And in Nezuko, she's always kind of fought, but she got stronger. She had her own like blood demon art.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this really crazy like fire that she used it in the first season, but now it's like next level. Mm-hmm. She's got like this horn popping out, this like pattern on her skin. And by the end of that season, you have this amazing city that they're in. It's booming. It's an entertainment district, right? By the end of that season, the thing looks like it got nuked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was leveled. Seriously, it looked like ground zero for
him. I also think that that's cool, though, that they kind of consider those details, too. Because I feel like in other anime, it'd just be like, yeah, like, nothing happened to the city. You know, it's like, no, they actually take into consideration, like, every little detail. It's, like, insane.
That city was leveled by the end of it. You said that this was one of your favorite arcs. What about it did you like that made it your favorite?
I think it's like the perfect combination of like, you have laughs, you have sad moments, you have moments of just like pure hype. It's like everything in one season, just like all in what, it was only like 8 or a few episodes. I think it was like 10 episodes or something like that. It was like all over before you knew it. And you're like, wait, I want more. Like what happened? It's crazy. And then we had to wait for this current arc that we're on now that just finished. But I just remember the whole fight, so it was just like back to back to back, just pure hype. But in between, it's like you have these moments where you're like, oh my God, I hope they're okay. Or like you're laughing. It was just perfect.
I agree. I think one of my favorite things is obviously the character growth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the identity of the show was truly established in this season. Not saying that the first season didn't, but you know how it is. The first season of any show, it has to establish the character base. You're getting more character development than anything
in
the first season. So usually like in a second or third season, if done properly, that's where you're going to see the true identity of the show. And that's where I feel like from Mugen Train and on, that's where like I feel like the artwork just really... Just things got so vibrant.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same animation studio that does, like, the Fate series. So, like, you can just imagine. It's like those fight scenes are, like, insane.
So, that I didn't know. But it makes sense because thinking back on the Fate series, there's a lot of similarities, especially with art style and fighting. And...
Well, they do, like, if this makes sense, like, I know they do a lot of, like, 3D animation, but, like, it's so seamless, you wouldn't even know. Like, that's how they're able to do, like, most of those fight scenes. It's, like, crazy.
So, I've been wanting to read, like, more manga I want to pick this one up.
Demon Slayer is a good one to go with because it's not that long. It's like very...
Well, I mean, if you say that we're about halfway through the anime.
Yeah, and we're almost done. Seasons. I mean, they just killed I think it was like the third and fifth upper moon. So they only have like the upper three now. And then Muzan, you know, those are the only ones now left. So it's like more than halfway over.
What are your thoughts on Muzan's looks?
Oh, what the Michael Jackson,
That was the first thought. I think everybody said that. I'm like...
They did him dirty by putting him in that outfit. I'm like, oh, come on. She must have known. Like, I know the author is obviously Japanese, but it's like, who doesn't know what Michael Jackson looks like? Like, what are you doing?
Like, they literally put him in...
Like a fedora.
The Smooth Criminal.
Yeah.
It's like, it was white. Mm-hmm. That's Smooth Criminal.
It's like
and they made him look like him too. I said, y'all are wrong for making this guy look like Michael Jackson.
I'm supposed to be afraid of him? Like, what?
I know. Yeah, seriously. Like, he's not he looks like a regular person. I mean, he's got a whole family,
too. I noticed, too, in, like, the newer seasons, too, they stopped putting him in that outfit. Like, I think in the newer outfit, yes. They had him in, like, a normal long-sleeve shirt. I'm like, where'd the hat go?
Let's be real. Everybody's trying, like, hey, what's this Michael Jackson guy? They're like, no. It's an abort. We gotta change this guy.
So even his voice, too. They got, like, a voice actor that sounds, like, almost like Hisoka. So it's, like, it just sounds like it. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I thought Muzan was going to start breaking out in the song, mm-hmm. You know, start dancing.
Oh, my God.
It was in that first season, obviously, where Tanjiro meets him in that crowd. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm coming after
you. Yeah, he has, like, a whole daughter and wife and everything. It's like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing?
Daughter and wife. But there's going to be a bunch of, like, minor stuff that we miss. But a fight that I did like was the one with the soccer balls.
Oh, yes. I actually liked the other demon too that had like the arrow power where wrap around you and you had to like go in the direction. Otherwise, your limb would get like twisted in that direction. That was crazy too. Gosh, you remember that one?
Yes.
The soccer ball fight with Nezuko and the demon. It's like so ridiculous. They're just playing like soccer essentially.
Yeah, that's what I remember about that fight is the soccer ball.
It's just like doot. Like a tennis match with demons.
I know, and Nezuko's just like kicking it back. So we talked about the second season. You get Tengen, there's a lot of character growth. And we get upper rank demons getting killed in the first season, now in the second season. But this was like a combo. It was a brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Which was also like a cool twist too, because you think at first they're just fighting the sister. And then when they behead her, that's when the brother comes on. It's like, oh my God, here we go. So now they're fighting like two demons at the same time. And they had to behead them at the same time.
That was
crazy.
I like that thread thing that Tanjiro does. Mm-hmm. He's like, I see the thread.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like straight for the neck.
It's always so cool.
And so season 3. How'd you feel about season 3?
Okay, so now that I've caught up on the manga, I've finished the whole series. I was looking forward to season 3, but it makes me really sad because one of my favorite Hashiras is Muichiro Tokito. He's the younger boy with the blue hair. He's one of my favorites, and I knew they were gonna have to do the backstory. I knew it was coming, and I still cried. Like, his backstory just kills me every time. Like, I don't know what it is about him. Like, it just makes me so sad. Like, because he almost has, like, a very similar story to Tanjiro, where, like, his whole family was killed in front of him, including his own twin brother. And he's actually one of the stronger Hashiras, and he's the youngest Hashira. He's only like, I think he's Nezuko's age, if not younger than Nezuko. He's like 14 or something.
Yeah, he's super young. And yeah, that backstory was sad.
I cried.
Especially because like, he was between him and his twin brother. His twin brother was literally how he is. And like before his family got killed, it was his mother. That I guess she got attacked by a demon and she got turned, and then the mother ended up killing the brother.
She kills all his siblings, and then it's him and the twin brother, and the twin brother they end up getting attacked by another demon, and they're just like living their lives in the woods, you know, living peacefully, just content.
It was sad because he was like the hopeful one, but his brother was kind of the like antagonistic one. Mm-hmm.
He was always like stronger than him, and
grow up,
It's like so sad. Obviously, oh my God, what is her name, Mitsuri's is also like sad too, but it's like I don't know, there's like something about Tokito's story that I like resonate with. It like just makes me so sad having to like watch it animated too. I was like, oh god, I knew it was coming too.
I love the story behind like how Mitsuri got her hair color. By eating
all the little Sakura mochi things.
Yeah, like, it's like so eating cute. So many of them. And that she's just like, she had this insatiable hunger.
Yeah, she's like the strongest in the village. She has like the biggest appetite. Like I think she could like lift also a lot, even though she was like just a child, like something like that. I think they did like arm wrestling or something and she could beat like everyone.
Oh, yes.
It was like something like that.
And so her family was kind of trying to...
You're like, you can't behave like that.
Yeah,
like,
you can't be like
if you want to be married, like, you need to behave like a woman. Like, what the heck?
Right. And then you had, like, that whole scene where, like, the guy's like, yeah, I'm not going to marry you.
It's like, damn.
But when that happened, I was like, well, she's too good for you anyway.
I know.
I was like, she could whoop you.
Mm-hmm. She probably could, honestly.
I liked, so for the most part of the series, like, everybody's swords have just been, like, you know, regular swords. But, like, Mitsuri's is, like, really...
It's a ribbon.
So, the thing that I really liked about that season and, like, Mitsuri was that she had her sword, like, that ribbon sword. The fact that it was able to flow and flex and bend, but yet it was still as strong as any other sword.
Mm-hmm.
And...
the way she, like, sheaths it back into, like, that one... I think they had that, like, end credit scene where they're like, do it again, like, put it back in, and it, like, kind of flows back into its hilt. It's, like, so ridiculous.
The demon in this one was... insane.
Crazy.
You had two demons. The one that was in the pot and then the one that had the different aspects. If you like cut off his head, like another mm-hmm. one would come out. And
then they could all combine into one powerful demon towards the end. They combine into that big one that has like all the drums on him.
Was it me or did the drums remind you of kind of like Eneru? Eneru had like that
yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, it's based off like some kind of like Japanese god. I just don't know the name of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I remember seeing that demon. I'm like...
like, that looks familiar.
I was like, not Eneru just like sneaking into yes. Demon Slayer. I really liked the Swordsmith arc. You got to see where all the swordsmiths mm-hmm. were.
And we got to see more of like Tanjiro's like sword maker, because they've always shown him, but like we haven't actually like seen what he's capable of. And then remember when he gets his mask like torn off and he's still like fixing the sword, he's
right.
like just so focused.
They get that old sword
mm-hmm.
that was inside of that like mech that
it's like a training
right,
robot
right that what's the name of the kid that it was his family's and mm-hmm. he wanted to keep it going. And Tanjiro broke it, but that's where they found the sword in there. And then, yeah, he was just honing it. There's just so much going on. He's just super eccentric,
mm-hmm.
this swordsman. Like, none of the other swordsmiths are like that. Mm-hmm. But he's just, like, so...
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy...
He's crazy.
So, you get to the point where that one demon, all the aspects of him, it's like... like sorrow and anger and pain and all that stuff. But it's still like the little tiny guy that like was mm-hmm. the main demon. Like how crazy was that? Like, I don't like he had like such a strong neck.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing too. I guess like the older they are, it's like it's just more hard to like kill them, you know, because even with like Doki and her brother, oh my god, I can't think of his name right now, but like even with them they had trouble like just in one go trying to slice the neck off, you know.
Right. And they thought that the same thing was gonna apply, but in the end it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, another person that we didn't talk about is Ginyu.
Oh my god. Genya. With the gun, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's actually one of my favorite characters.
Yes, so Genya, yeah, so I'm guessing he has demon powers.
Well, he has like this, I don't even know what you would call it. It's like this ability where he can consume like demon flesh, and for like short periods of time, he can like gain the strength of demons, and he can also gain like the ability where he can like regenerate. But yes. You know, it just depends on like, you know, what demon he's consuming. In the case of this last season, he consumed like an upper moon's blood, so he was as strong as he could possibly be. And on top of that, he's also a demon slayer, so it's like you combine the two and like he's pretty up there when it comes to strength.
Right, he had like a whole hole blown into him. Mm-hmm. You could see like through him on the other side. So I thought his character was really cool. I thought the incorporation of the gun, I was like, oh man, this is cool.
He has a sword and a gun. It's like, I kept seeing all the memes like American breathing, like with a gun. It's like,
it's like, it kind of reminds me of Cal Kestis and Jedi mm-hmm. Survivor, where like there's a form of lightsaber that he has a lightsaber and a blaster.
Yes.
It's literally like,
yeah, it's exactly like that.
The memes for that was funny too, like especially with the ones where they make Cal Kestis look like a redneck with it.
Oh my god, yes. It's true. It's like, where do they have the technology to have these guns? Like all the other people have swords. Like what the
heck? Right? Yes, like this man has, and it's not like a musket style gun either. Like he's just like shooting. Yeah.
He has to use the sword to like hold it and then shoot.
Yes. I thought that was cool. It's just like,
like, oh my god.
I really did enjoy the season, and like the end of it really had that shock factor too, mm-hmm. because thinking that Nezuko was gonna die, because this fight with this demon is taking too long. You know, the sun is starting to come out, and so Tanjiro had a choice between keeping Nezuko covered because the sun had come out,
mm-hmm.
or protecting these swordsmiths that were being attacked by that demon, because he had like an outer shell
mm-hmm.
that was being burned away, but he was still being protected, but he could still kill these swordsmiths. And so he's just like very like torn, and then Nezuko kicks him off, and like it's in that moment where they prolong that moment, but you're like, oh my gosh, like, are they...
Like, she's dead. She's dead. Like,
not them killing Nezuko. And yeah, like, in that whole moment, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what's going on? Is she gonna die here? If she dies, then what's Tanjiro gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he gonna just stop becoming a demon slayer? Or is he gonna just keep going in the name of Nezuko? And yeah, this is where we find out that Nezuko is the first demon.
Yeah, she's the only demon that can actually tolerate being in the sun. In that same moment, I guess like she just kind of like leveled up, but she has the ability to talk too.
Right. She like regained her ability to talk, and it's very limited right now,
mm-hmm.
but she was still like being able to kind of communicate. I'm like, oh, so next season's gonna be a lot different. I'm assuming that when we catch up to them, Nezuko's probably gonna be talking a little bit more. And then now they're in the crosshairs of Muzan, because
mm-hmm.
now he's like, yeah, I want that power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has that ability to like absorb.
Yeah,
he's been waiting for that.
He's been looking for a demon specifically with that ability, because that's the only thing stopping him from continuing being like immortal, essentially. And the next seasons, I don't even know if we're gonna see them right away, because the next seasons is gonna be like Inosuke and Zenitsu, because you know how they weren't in this season? We're gonna be catching up with what they were doing, because they both went on their own like separate missions.
Right, yeah, that was definitely noticeable in this past season, was they were not there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Tanjiro had to level up in this one. And he realized that. He said this whole time, you know, everybody has been carrying me. I haven't been able to like do much.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's going full sun breathing, and he was mixing that sun breathing with Nezuko's power.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of crazy fighting going on. And just like the animation, the visuals, the colors, I was really blown away.
Even like the different breathing styles too, because like Mitsuri has like her love breathing, and then like Tokito has like the mist breathing. It was like really cool. The mist breathing was so cool. I loved how they did that, because it's like, how would you even think to like animate that? You know, it's like it's mist, like it's like crazy. Even the love breathing too, it was so cute, like how she's just like jumping around like with her little ribbon, like like right, a little gymnast
fighting those like rock dragon things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, oh my gosh, yeah, this. But yeah, the mist breathing, I thought that was cool. And remember how he gets trapped in that like water,
the vase?
Yes, I'm glad that he was able to like
not die. Like,
I was like, yeah, seriously, I was like, oh my gosh,
like another one dead, like here we go.
I was like, so in that first season, you get Rengoku, who like completely dies. Second season, you get Tengen, who almost dies, but is like severely injured. And then in this one, you kind of, like everybody kind of goes out like, or like they're harmed, but not bad. Mm-hmm. I would say the most harmed one was Tokido.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much like how these three seasons play out. I mean, there's a lot of details here and there that we kind of miss out on. So is there anything in any of these seasons that missed out from the manga that you would construe as like huge? Because, you know, obviously there's going to be stuff that's cut out from the manga for the sake of time and to expand on other scenes. But sometimes in books and anime, they'll cut out stuff that was in the manga that some people would be like, oh yeah, I wish that scene was in there.
No, I think it's actually like quite the opposite. Like, I think they take like some manga panels and they're like, we're gonna make this like even better than it was in the manga, if that makes sense. Like the scene that we were talking about earlier with the drum demon in like the first season. If you look at like that manga panel, I remember like that was like the first thing, because I reread it right after I saw the episode. So I'm like looking at this, it's literally just like two panels and it just looks like Tanjiro is like falling around and you're like, what is even happening in there? And then you kind of get from his like narrative, like, oh, the room is spinning, you know? And then you see how it is in the anime, it becomes like a whole fight scene where he's like rolling around and like the house is like changing and he's like, you know, kind of fighting with the floor. It's like insane. And then you go to the manga, it's like a two little image page, you know? So if anything, they kind of make the manga even better, if that makes sense.
So pretty much they took a scene and they were able to elaborate it in a way that like made it maybe better.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. Yeah, because I've had like, you know, too many times where, not so much like anime wise, well, I would have a hard time knowing anime wise if like they missed out something in the manga, because like there's a lot of manga I haven't read. But like as far as, you know, like books and stuff like Harry Potter, there's been stuff
that's
been
cut
out and stuff. So, but it's good to know that the anime has stayed pretty much faithful with the manga. And that's the thing that I love about anime, is that a lot of anime has done a really good job at pretty much being faithful to the manga.
I even feel like a lot of the times now too, like they try to be accurate even with like the panels. Like I always see like Jujutsu Kaisen or like Chainsaw Man, where it's like you see the manga and you see the anime and it's like verbatim the exact same like setup of the panels. Yes. And everything, and like people actually get upset if it's like not accurate like that. I'm like, what do you mean? Like sometimes they're making it look even better than it was in the manga, you know?
Sometimes the anime will tune up the mm-hmm. artwork of a manga, because sometimes like the art of a manga and the art of the anime is very similar, but there's some differences.
Yeah.
Like the art between, especially in like the earlier, I looked at some of the earlier manga for One Piece, and the artwork in the manga is definitely, is very close or very similar to what became in the anime,
mm-hmm.
but like it's still different. Like,
yeah, that series has been going on now for like over a decade, you know? Obviously the art style is gonna change too, so they have to kind of like figure out like how it's gonna look now for like modern times, because obviously it looks a lot more different now than it does. Yes. When we probably started watching it, you know?
So Demon Slayer, if y'all haven't watched Demon Slayer, it's definitely worth it. It's really cool if you've heard about the hype, but you're not too sure because it
might be overhyped.
It might be overhyped. No, the hype is well placed. I think that, I mean, I enjoy it. I think it's got a really cool story, and it's got a really good like sibling bond going on in there, and friendship too.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one last thing that you wanted to let the listeners know, what would it be?
About Demon Slayer?
Yes.
I think at least give it a chance, like, if you haven't already. Like, you have to give it a chance. It's one of those ones that it's gonna be one of the big anime of our generation. Like, I know it's kind of, like, cliche to say, but, like, I definitely do think it's, like, almost, like, Naruto level, like, if not better, like, perfecting those mistakes of, like, the past shonen,
yes.
You know?
Yes, it's strong. The artwork is great. The story is strong. My last thing would be, if you've been looking for like a really good shonen and you haven't stumbled into this, this is the shonen for you. If you love shonen, if you're a huge fan of shonen, mm-hmm. even like, you know, people who aren't like a huge fan of shonen can find a highlight of this. But like, this is definitely like a shonen fan wonderland, you know?
Even people who don't like shonen, like, I have, my sister doesn't even watch anime. This was actually her first anime because she ended up loving the art style so much. Like, the art style is actually what, like, sucked her in. She thought it was really beautiful. Ends up watching it with me now, and that's, like, the only anime she'll watch aside from, like, maybe Jujutsu Kaisen, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Now you gotta bring her more into the
Yeah, world. I'm trying.
You gotta make her into an anime mega fan.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta bring her out to the convention, just shield her from the furries.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for joining us for episode 63 of Project Geekology. Now, with Demon Slayer, it's still coming out with episodes, so expect an update in the future. I'm probably going to do an update on it when the series ends, or depending on how long it runs for, but I'll definitely give it another handful of seasons, and then we'll update you from pretty much the point of the next season that comes out all the way up until the end, if it is the end. But nevertheless, thank you for joining us and listening to us talk about Demon Slayer. We know that there is a lot that we probably missed. There's so many intricacies in Demon Slayer. There's so much to talk about. There's all the different Hashira that we really only talked about the ones that were featured in the anime, but there's going to be tons more that come out in future seasons. We'll talk about them. And so stay tuned. I'm still working out the details of what the next episode's gonna be, but keep an eye out on Twitter for an announcement of what the next episode is going to be. But thank you so much. If you enjoyed this episode or any other Project Geekology episode, give us a nice 5-star review. We love to look at them. We want to read them on air. And follow us on our socials at PGeekology on Twitter and at Project Geekology on Instagram. And we'll have them in the show notes along with Tiffany's Instagram if you want to go check out her cool anime stuff. And she's got her stuff set up. She's a big Overwatch fan, so you'll probably see some Overwatch stuff on there too. And I hope you all have a great rest of your week, and keep an ear out for the next episode. Thank you. Bye.
We did it!